Hey, everybody, and welcome to yet another Tech Ed Countdown show. We are closing right in, Mr. Claus.
T-minus three and T-minus seven.
Well, it's actually T-minus four. We're leaving in 3 weeks.
T-minus four. T-minus four, Tech Ed North America, June 3rd, June 6th in New Orleans.
Yes.
And T-minus seven.
T-minus seven, June 25th through 28th in Madrid, Spain.
Yes. We have news. I need castanets.
You need castanets. We have an exciting show today.
Yes, we have a couple of really big things that are really kind of cool to talk about. The first is going to be
breaking news on our keynote presenters.
Yes, we get to break the news for once. So, keynote presenters for Tech Ed North America.
So, day one, which is Monday, June the 3rd,
yes,
we have Corporate Vice President Brad Anderson will be with us doing the keynote. So again, that's day one, June the 3rd. Brad Anderson, be there early.
Yep. And there is a special second keynote in TechEd Europe.
Yes, absolutely. So Brad will also join us on the Tuesday, which is...
the alternate days on these things.
Yeah, it's alternate days. Tuesday,
it's
Brad Anderson
the 26th.
Will be doing the keynote in Madrid. And then there's a second keynote on the Thursday with John Devon.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got two keynotes for those of you in Europe, one keynote for those of you in North America. It's going to be fantastic. Brad is a great presenter, a big friend of the show.
Yeah, so. we saw it on MMS just recently. He killed it, brought down the house. And so I can't wait to see what he's got packed in store for secret cool things to talk about. I think he even hinted at it.
I think he did.
I don't know if you caught that, but he hinted at what he was going to talk about, potentially.
If you've missed it, you can jump right out and watch the keynote again right here on Channel 9.
You got it.
And maybe you'll pick it up. The second one, and I'm super excited to break this news, man, because it's one of my favorite things.
Parties. Yes, there are multiple parties. First one is going to be... Thursday.
On Thursday.
Not the Wednesday, on the Thursday... TechEd North America in New Orleans, and it's going to be inside a very large structure that is climate controlled and had suffered a power outage due to a particular musical artist at a large event.
So there's no need to hint around it. It's going to be at the New Orleans Superdome. This is going to be a fantastic party, Rick. I mean, of course, host of the Super Bowl, you mentioned the fact that Beyonce killed the power. We should have all the power issues resolved right up until Rick walks in the door. But this is going to be fantastic. We have got all sorts of food, right? So you've got local cuisine.
Yeah.
It's a stadium. You've got to have stadium food.
Right.
We're going to have stadium food.
And you're actually going to have drinks of different kinds. You're going to have soda pop as well as adult libations of different types.
Absolutely.
All throughout the entire thing. Now, how are you going to get there? We recommend you do not walk to the Superdome and back.
So we'll have shuttles.
Shuttles
begin
walk.
At 7 p.m. They run all the way till midnight with the last shuttle departing the Superdome at 12:15, you want to make sure you're on that last shuttle.
Yeah, you don't
otherwise,
want to be
transportation
behind.
Is on your own.
And then you also could still, with that time of night, continue your events at a certain street named Bourbon and others in the French Quarter.
Yeah,
If you wanted to.
New Orleans is a great place
to make sure you call for a wake-up call before leaving to make sure you catch your plane on the Friday. You don't want to miss your flight.
Absolutely. A couple of other things, tips and tricks. Don't bring your bags.
Yep.
There's no place to check your bags. There's no reason you should have a backpack.
Your bag looks identical to other people there, a couple other thousand people there, so you will lose the contents of your bag if you bring your bag.
Don't bring it. Leave it.
Friends also don't let friends bring their conference badges.
Well, wait a minute, Rick. If I don't bring my conference badge, how am I getting into the party?
During the registration process, you would have been given a sheet of information talking about the party, and if you look very closely at this, there is a little foldable part with perforations on it. That's your wristband. Don't detach it. I made that mistake last year. Had to go try to figure out how to get in. Luckily, I had connections.
You had to pay to get in.
I had to pay to get in.
Yep.
So do not lose that little tiny wristband, because you will have to pay to get in again or something to be able to get back in again. Leave that on, but make sure you know where that piece of paper is. Don't throw it out. Make sure you know where it is. That's your entrance point. That is called your wristband. Put it on. And also watch out to you don't get your hairs stuck inside the little sticky parts.
If you're bringing a guest, guest passes are available for $125.
You might have seen that during the registration process. You could have checked off saying, yeah, I want to have one.
Absolutely. And if you missed that during registration, you didn't know you were going to bring your spouse, significant other, you can also pick up those wristbands at registration on site. So you can get those. But don't lose those.
You have to pay for them.
Yes, absolutely. Don't lose them. It's indoor. It's climate controlled. No reason to bring anything else. But as always, wear comfortable shoes, yes. Casual attire. Please, now, no man prees.
Yes. Now, comfortable shoes, because part of what we're going to be doing, because this is the Superdome, is part of the field is going to have athletic turf on it, which you can go off and try to, kick a field goal, throw a touchdown pass, you know, do other things. I'll warn you, please. Stretch. There are times when people try to exceed their athletic abilities and they can injure themselves. I personally have seen a guy tear his ACL, went down like a sack of potatoes.
Wow.
Not at one of our events. It's a different event. But I just want to say, just make sure you stretch.
Stretch. That or else you do what I do, which is kind of stand at the sidelines with a drink and watch.
Watch as Rick throws the ball.
And cheer on my colleagues, a.k.a. sit and criticize Rick all day.
Yes. But there's other stuff to do besides that. There's going to be like music playing.
Lots of music.
Local bands, local color.
Yep.
Activities. Lots of fun stuff. That's Tech Ed North America.
Now, Tech Ed Europe, they're doing something different. And I am super... super excited to talk
this
about
is taking
this.
Place at El Paso de Gastronomia. I think I said that right. Gastronomia. Yes, it did.
Yes.
El Paso
de la Gastronomia. Gastronomia.
Yes. It's in the southwest area
we're horrible
of the city.
Spanish.
It's about 5 minutes from Plaza of Spain.
Yep.
And what they've done is they basically have, you come out of the subway station, you walk a little tiny bit up this little road, and then it opens up in this area that basically has a plaza that has a whole whack of different architectural buildings, historical buildings, and inside those buildings are going to be hosted by different cities.
So, different countries.
Different countries, sorry.
We call it country drinks.
Yes, okay. So you might find, the British guys might have a pub over here, the German guys have this place upstairs. They got open courtyards, they've got fountains, all these different little themes, different little rooms. You can camp out in one of them, if that's the way you want to hang out with different countries, and your mates from the different countries.
Yep.
Or you can be like me and be a little bit of a tourist and kind of go from place to place to place to place.
It sounds like a fantastic time. This place is amazing. I've seen pictures. It's an amazing street.
Looks great.
I'm going to be hanging out in one of the particular countries, perhaps entertaining folks with some music.
Interesting.
So that should be a good time. So, hey, join us there.
There'll obviously be drinks. There'll be tapas.
Yes.
Or tapas.
Yes, absolutely. Sangria.
Sangria.
Beer, wine, cava as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we'll have all sorts of flavors there. This will be on Wednesday night, the 26th of June, and it looks like from 8 till 11 p.m. So it's going to be a great time there. So we've broken the news of the keynotes and who our speakers are, and the fact there's two in Europe. We've broken the news about the parties. Now there's another thing that's near and dear to my heart, and something that we do at TechEd that I love, which is giving back to the community.
Okay, yes, and that's normally the Sunday before TechEd North America, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, but we're actually going to extend that beyond just the Sunday before, and the Sunday before is where we're going to do some fantastic things. We're going to be going in...
Local community stuff.
Yep, local community stuff. New Orleans is still reeling from the effects of Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe, but we're going to go in and give back. There's all sorts of things that we'll be able to do. Build some fencing. For some community centers, spruce up some parks, some benches and some of those things. But if you can't make it the Sunday before, and we'll put all the information below in the post on how to actually register and get signed up for this, actually on site at the convention center, we'll be doing some great things, some local art, some art to go into some of these things. You don't have to be an artist. We're also going to be putting together some snack boxes for troops that are U.S. troops that are on lockdown prior to being deployed. And also for some snack boxes for some school children. So this is a great opportunity to give back. I highly suggest if you've got a few minutes in between sessions, maybe your brain needs a rest, jump on down and help us out for this if you can't meet us on Sunday. Then the next piece of information, one last piece of information.
I actually have to register a complaint.
You have to register a complaint?
I have to register a complaint.
Okay.
They didn't make something special for the countdown show.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
But
it's all right.
You now can collect badges that are specific to activities that you do, and there's different things you have to do to be able to get the badges.
So achievements.
Achievement unlocked for TechEd that allows you to basically say, I scheduled myself. Oh, look, you get to have a badge for scheduling. Oh, I went ahead and registered. There's even one for registration.
But
there's,
awesome.
Do you know how many badges there are? There's like a half dozen or more that you can get.
Well, and who knows? Maybe they're secret badges.
Oh.
You never know.
Maybe. Maybe it hasn't come out yet.
Is there still hope? There's not a countdown show badge. No. I wish there was. We should have a badge just for hosting the countdown show.
I know. It's special badges.
We're special badges. In and of itself. I think we've got enough. So make sure you get your get registered. Get those badges. Those achievements. It's just another fun way to just kind of bring together a lot of the activities that we do at TechEd.
And if you're like Joey, who's a little bit of an overachiever, I will make sure the link down below has a list of exactly what the badges are and what the activities are that you have to do, because I know he's going to be trying to get them on the way to Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go get every single badge. Yeah, I'm going to fly to Chicago. All right, so...
That's it.
Huge show, man. We're packed.
Huge
show. So remember, Tech Ed North America, June 3rd through the 6th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Register, msteched.com. Also in Madrid, Spain, it's the 25th through the 28th. Do you have your schedule built?
No, I only have one day of schedule built, and that is the last day, Thursday, Rick Sessions. There's four of them in a row.
Shameless plug.
Rick Thursday Upgrade is what it's called.
Shameless plug there. Get those schedules built. Help us get those rooms decided upon.
Yes.
We will see you next week. We are at T-4. We're leaving in 3 weeks to check in North America.
T-7 to
Europe.
Madrid.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
We got to go. This is fantastic.
Yeah. Have airport a good one. Time. See you next week. Thank you.